Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
It's really good, guys. See? Spot on, everybody. I'm loving
it.
It's
Cornell.
It's on the table. The fire is cooking.
Oh, my God.
Over
there.
I don't have to sing. Everyone sing for me.
I'm in Soundgarden.
I'm in Soundgarden.
That's how it goes, right?
I'm Chris Cornell
from Soundgarden.
But this isn't Soundgarden.
I wrote Spoon Man.
I'm feeling bread from the miles of decadence.
Actually, sounds not bad.
What? I know the words. Unlike a certain Joe Coletta.
I like Sean Cornell.
One L, two T's.
Yes! Keep it! Stick it!
Stick the landing!
Stick it in my butt!
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show!
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is September 10th. Always forget.
Never forget.
Always forget. Tomorrow you never forget. Today you could always forget.
What's going on?
I don't know. We are live on morelikeradio.com/live. Appropriately titled URL, by the way.
Best URL name I got all day.
It is. Oh, and if you're on Facebook, why don't you like us at facebook.com/morelikeradio?
I already did.
Oh, not you. Of course you did. You made the page, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, so we're joined as usual by Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Sean, too cool to wear pants, Worders.
What's up?
Big Booby D.
Hello.
John Buff Baby Santeri. Oh, Hammy is on again.
Hi, Hammy.
Hello.
Oh, good. Somebody I like is here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
We have someone else on.
Who's on?
Oh,
my God. Is it Ryan?
It's not Ryan.
No, it's not right.
It's not Ryan.
God, I wish it was Ryan.
Why would it ever be Ryan?
I wish it was Ryan. If it could be Ryan, I'd be so happy right now.
I am very happy to announce.
Do we have to make a big deal about
Shut
it?
Shut up! God damn it!
Dutch is back! We're not doing a chant.
Dutch is back. So that's that. That's a thing.
Okay.
That's a thing. He was good.
I don't. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Dutch.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, Western Echo says he wishes it was Ryan and not you, Dutch. Whatever, he'd be mean about it.
No, he said were Ryan.
You guys, shut up, I'm starting shit.
You guys are totally just jealous that Dutch has a new theme
song. Ryan's not here.
This is not my new theme song.
Oh, this, yeah, Dutch specifically asked me to play this when he came back.
Before the show, I made a mistake of telling Marie that I hated the song.
That's what people say.
So guess what we did for a good 10 minutes before the show.
Dutch has too many dates. But he can't make him stay. At least that's what people say about Dutch. That's what people say about Dutch. Dutch can't stop, won't stop moving. He got this music and it's in his mind.
You know, I didn't like it at first, but now it's kind of growing on me.
Is that a tuba underneath music there?
Yes, it's a tuba. Dutch, you have been saying for years songs need more tubas.
I have been saying that, but not this kind.
Oh, I see. Okay. He's a big proponent for tubas and songs. It's weird. Not many people know. Look, we're going to be honest. The real reason Dutch was gone was he was at a tuba convention. It was a big deal. It was out in, of course,
I had to
the
flesh it out. Yeah.
It was out, of course, in the land of the.
I prefer Threeba conventions.
No, okay. It's one better than it's one better. It's one better.
Threeba.
I fucking hate you and love you for that, D, at the same time, because it makes me angry. But I know why you said it. I get it. You had to.
Because you didn't think of it first.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
That's totally something Royce would say.
God damn it. Threeba. It sounds like a Reba song. A Reba album. And
Threeba McIntyre
comes back.
Is Threeba McIntyre just Reba
Reba's
McIntyre?
Reba's back, and now there's three of her.
She only sings with three tubas.
What? That's terrible.
That's the rule.
Oh my God, that would be horrible.
Reba McIntyre and the Threebas.
God damn it. It's weird because Reba had a show for a while called Reba, I believe. And yes. I don't know why, and Ask Marie, when we used to have cable, this would always happen to me, and I don't know why. I hate the show. It was terrible, but every time it was on, I would stop on it. And I'd stay on it, and it would be several times where he caught me, and she would tell me, why are you going to go, I don't know.
Why are you watching this?
I don't know. But it was the only show that ever happened to me. It was
you
very
watched
weird.
Reba?
I didn't mean to, is what I'm saying.
Isn't she on that fat person show now, Mike and Molly?
I don't know.
Is
I
was, she?
That, I was going to say.
I think I randomly caught, you know, that show. And I saw her on it. I think I don't know.
I was going to say Mike and Molly because I thought you were going to say Brain Stew, but I was going to say no. It's on hiatus. So.
Mike and Molly's just merged to Saturday Night.
By the way, the best part is
Molly from Mike on Molly got like a gastric bypass, so she got thin, so they can't do Mike and Molly anymore because they're not disgusting fat people.
She's still a fatty. Yeah.
I am very happy, by the way, to be the first show to have a hammy on since Brain Stew's been on hiatus. It's crazy. How long's it been? Like it's been like a couple years, right?
A week.
Oh, fuck, my bad. It felt like four days. It felt like a couple weeks. It sucks. That's why I asked Hammy to be on the show, because I think Hammy needs to do radio. And if he doesn't want to
do radio,
own,
he
I,
works at Sirius now.
No, I mean, you know.
Yeah, how's that going for you, by the way?
He's serious about radio.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Is it
what,
all smiles
department
and tits?
You work still in the comedy area?
I'm doing play-by-play for sports, meaning awesome. I take local sports feeds and make sure they go over serious speed.
Hey, Hammy. Oh, okay. Hey, Hammy. I got a song for you.
So if LeBron James had sex with a mythical dragon, would his offspring be able to win every sports title in the nation? I'm going to hang up and let you answer that.
That's good.
Hammy, I got a song for you. Because the play-by-play is going to play. No?
I know. I like it a lot. See? I don't know why everyone else is hating on it.
Yeah.
Shut up, very Marie. Good.
Everybody gonna hate.
So if you punch a woman two times in the face in an elevator, is that a reason to be let go from your team? I'm gonna hang up and let you answer that.
Don't Ray
only,
Rice
only if there's video.
Roger Goodell, by the way, in trouble. Hammy was telling us
more like Roger Budell.
So
more like Roger Gaydell.
Hammy, what happened with Goodell?
He is canceling a lot of his personal appointments that he was supposed to either appear at or speak at in public, because a new source is now claiming that the NFL's offices have been sent the video of the Ray Rice punching his wife elevator video weeks ago, and they are covering it up.
Would you say that this is going to be a 1-2 punch to his career?
Oh, you know what? There's no need.
It's just an inside job like 9/11, right, Sean?
I believe it.
Would you say that his wife should shake it off?
Stop it.
Marie.
She should go ahead Stop and... It. I can't even do this right now.
Ray Rice, apparently... And the best part is that his wife is saying that the media is ruining her marriage. I would say Ray Rice's fist ruined her marriage.
No.
Would you say that Ray Rice is feeling a little steamed?
How funny would it be?
Don't laugh at John. Don't do that. Oh, God, I missed the buttons.
Me too.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
You know.
No, John.
I missed the buttons. I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh,
Deborah!
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on! Oh, it was my brother. Look at him; he's bigger than me. Come on! Come on! Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on! Let's go Home Depot. Come on,
Deborah.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player. Ray Romano was... how many seasons was that show on?
Too many.
Way too many.
All the seasons.
Oh, my God. God, John, that was very funny, sir.
Then it says, John, this is something amazing. The Room starring Ray Romano.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Apparently that was a Room starring Kermit the Frog.
Creepy.
By the way, I'd watch.
Wait, John,
I got the test
answers,
Zach.
Oh my God.
I've been lead breast cancer.
Can you imagine if The Room was redone by the Muppets?
I fucking love it.
I would watch that
every single day.
I would quit my everything I do in life and just sit down and watch that show 24 hours a day. Because let's face it, at that point, humanity's reached its peak. There's nothing left to watch.
Say you're killing me, Miss Piggy, in Kermit's voice. You're killing me, Lisa.
John.
Do it, John.
Do it, John.
Oh, you're telling me apart, Miss Piggy.
Yeah. We need to redo this now.
Okay, someone call up Jim Henson.
He's been dead for several years. Too soon, Marie.
Well, Junior. Jim. Is there a Junior?
No.
Somebody call Mr. Jim Muppet.
You idiot. It's Jonathan Muppet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Call Kermit's agent.
Let's just go straight to Kermit. Straight to the top. Yeah. Top frog.
Kermit's
Actually, I think you have to go through a couple chickens first.
Kermit's Jew bullfrog agent. No, no,
Whoa!
Thank you.
Whoa!
No, thank you. What?
That's accurate.
That's Gonzo.
J-word. Sorry.
Gonzo's his agent?
That's fucking racist.
Hard J.
Why do you think Gonzo's Jewish, you racist?
Because of that big schnoz.
Because he practices on the Sabbath?
She's got a point.
Maybe that's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
So, I mean, maybe they remake Birdemic 2 with the Muppets, because that would be great.
Oh, then the chickens could have their field day with that movie.
Oh, you see.
Scare more spirit.
Oh, that's Dutch's ex-girlfriend. Remember, he dated the Swedish chef for a little while.
That's
Not many
true.
People remember that.
I remember that.
I forgot about that.
Hashtag never
so
forget,
yo. So what Roger Goodell?
Oh, Roger Goodell. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Hammy, so apparently he's in big trouble?
In Little China?
Yeah, and...
Why? What happened?
Well, apparently the NFL was sent...
That's an asshole!
What happened?
I've been gone for a while. What happened?
You went from the planet?
He has no idea what's going on. We have to fill him in on everything that's happening.
Oh, I got it.
Have you been in the moon?
Do they not have ESPN on hiatus? Like,
oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Hammy. Roger Goodell.
Yes. So as we know, in February, Ray Rice knocked out his wife.
Black History Month.
What is February?
Black History Month, like Roy said.
Okay, got it.
African
American History Month.
Whatever.
So
she got kissed by a rose, which was on his fist.
That's sealed.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Ba-da-da,
by the way, I saw that video. And she
Chris Tucker really did get
knocked the fuck out. She was out cold for a while.
It was a two-piece.
For a while.
No biscuit.
Go ahead.
So.
there used to be a nice wife from.
Baltimore.
Thank you.
Oh, God. It sucks. It just, you know.
Life?
No, I mean. Oh. It's just...
Bitches be tripping, bro.
Who would replace him? I say Donald Sterling should replace Goodell. I think we swap it, we fix problems. Yes? No? Guys? Anyone with me? We should vote?
No.
Call Phil NFL and tell him...
That's not a guy. There's not a guy.
I'm sorry, Philip NFL. Call him and tell him that I want
Philip NFL.
Yeah. All right.
That's really hard to say, Phil NFL.
Phil NFL.
Falafel.
Falafel.
I can't do it.
But hypothetically, like hypothetically. Let's say that Roger Goodell did get like stepped down or what, like. Who is it as play? Like, do they, is there like a vote? Like politicians? Like
Frank Underwood? Did
this pick like somebody else?
I volunteer as tribute.
No,
I think it's gonna be like a Survivor situation. That,
wait,
D, I'd watch that show. A bunch of old executives having to be thrown in lakes and stuff to try to be the next commissioner.
Oh, like tribal council,
yeah. America's next top commissioner, where they have to model.
Is Heidi Klum gonna be there?
Yes.
Call VH1. Pitch him this idea.
I'll get it.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, pending. We need the copyright.
Hashtag copyright. Okay, good.
No, we need Dancing with the Commissioners.
Oh god, it's ooh, okay.
No, that's after they already become washed up.
Dancing with the porn stars.
No, I mean, yeah, I'd watch it.
That has nothing to do with the NFL.
It doesn't have to.
It would just be fucking. There'd be really no dancing.
Well, horizontal dancing, am I right?
Don't look at her.
You're wrong.
Because sex.
You're wrong.
Don't even look at
for
her.
For money. Wrong.
Don't even acknowledge she's in the room.
Well, that's... Wait.
What?
Huh?
Guys?
What does this have to do with seal?
What makes porn not prostitution?
Videotaping.
There's a camera involved.
It's very simple.
Because you're not.
So why don't prostitutes just always videotape it and say they were shooting porn and thus never get arrested for prostitution?
Because you have to have a license. You have to have a permit.
I am a genius.
You have to have a permit to shoot a porn film.
Well, guys, say bye to D. She's gonna be a millionaire now.
Guys, I gotta go.
She's
I got things to do.
I got permits to give to a lot of strippers.
She's gonna go to Hollywood.
I'm going to get a filming permit.
You get a permit. You get a permit. Everyone gets a permit.
He's just going around knocking on prostitutes' doors and setting up handy cams.
Knocking on prostitutes' doors.
10% of their money. Gosh. He just becomes a pimp. This big plan is just her being a pimp. And
finally.
Oh, man. Big Booby D's knocking on my door. Yeah.
D, you're clearly a pimp. No, I'm not, D. You're sitting with a fur coat and a humongous chalice. You're a pimp.
I make porn. You don't distribute it to anyone. Yes. Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying? Yes, I hear what you're saying.
D cashes her minivan in for a 71, like Cadillac.
Yeah, Cadillac convertible.
Like Coupe de Ville.
Suede interior.
Man. Fuzzy dice hanging from the mirror.
My hand is strong.
She gets rings that go across all of her fingers, but it says D's and nuts.
D's nuts! That'd be perfect. It would be four.
She just has a big cane, and at the end of it is a fucking penis, and she slaps people with it. It's a pimp cane.
Or, okay, this is how we solve the next commissioner in the NFL. Cage match.
Cage match?
Cage match.
Like, you have to go over the top and get out cage match?
No,
or?
We're talking cage, hell in a cell.
Hell in a cell.
Hell in a cell match rules.
Right.
I think that's the only fair way. To actually, I mean, I'm sure they're the team's voters.
But okay, but Triple H can't be the one that locks the door.
It wouldn't be
because
that.
I don't trust. Yeah, I don't trust
it.
Him.
I get it.
And
I
the sledgehammer can't be underneath the.
I know what you're saying.
Because if it's underneath the ring, he's gonna use it.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay. So Triple H's next commissioner of the NFL solved it. All right. Next thing. Hippo Juice solving problems. Give me another problem. Call in. We're gonna solve it right now.
Oh, are there more problems that we
solve?
We
can solve problems for people. We're problem solvers.
So we solved the porn or the strippers just becoming porn stars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should call Jay-Z because he has 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
I wonder what the other ones are. Plumbing. Probably.
I feel like bad a bitch might be one now. Aren't he and Beyonce constantly having problems?
No, because Beyonce's always like, it's fine, guys. It's totes fine. Don't even worry about it. It's fine. That's what she'd be like.
That's what she'd be like. She'd be like that.
She'd be Beyonce like that.
She'd be like that.
I liked it, so I put my ring on it.
Don't.
And by it, I meant my clit.
Why?
You have a clit?
He does.
Wait.
Oh, Beyonce.
So in your scenario, Beyonce likes her clit, so she put a ring on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's what that song was about.
Apparently, have you seen her dancing? It's intriguing.
Did you not get that from the video when you watched it?
Okay. I mean, I thought it was about getting married, but...
No, it was about
makes
a clit.
Way more sense that it's about clits.
It's about guy swapping and stuff.
I thought it was a song about hula hoops. Am I wrong? Man, I'm way out of the loop.
You're way
out. I thought it was about Saturn.
I don't get it? Like, I'm way out of the loop.
You're out of the hoop.
The loop.
Don't know like what's happening
circles.
Right now.
Do ninjas?
Everybody just hear?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Saturn joke, Marie?
Yeah, space joke.
butt.
Marie, have you been visiting space weather behind
my back?
It went
over like a dead duck. That was awesome.
It's okay. It happens. You know why? I'm just going to shake it off.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to shake.
Okay. No, God!
All I think about when I hear that song is guys going pee, and they're just like shaking it.
Really?
You're done? Yeah, that's the first thing I thought.
Dude, you're a pervert.
I know. I got problems.
Dick on the brain?
It's true. D7th is a bunch of like prep links, and they're all about
sex.
And it even at the end of the email, she points it out and goes, I think I may have a sex addiction. Obviously, look at everything I'm saying. Like, she
and
came
then
to a realization.
The last thing I said was, and here's a quiz to find out if you have a sex addiction. Right.
So, D started.
Was it a BuzzFeed quiz?
D started with prep and ended in therapy. So, I mean, whatever.
If it was a BuzzFeed quiz, it would be like, do you have a sex addiction in the 90s?
Who's your favorite Saved by the Bell sex addiction character? Mine was A.C. Slater.
Ninja Turtles were sex addicts.
What's your favorite food to eat after sex?
Remember slap bracelets and sex addicts? BuzzFeed. I love it.
And then when you had to take the test, it would just be pictures that had absolutely nothing to do with anything.
No,
you'd be wait, how does what my favorite vacation spot between these four really random places I never want to go have to do with my sex addiction?
Those quizzes are... Fuck, you tell me those quizzes are scientifically accurate, D. I call bullshit. I say they are. I say that there's a bunch of scientists in lab coats coming up with these quizzes for Facebook. How else can they do it? It'd be false advertisement if not. Sean, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there has 125 IQ points. I'm sure that you all have 125 IQ points. I'm so...
Sean got mad because it turns out we're all geniuses and he's not special.
No, you're right. Right. Well, he's special, but
he's special in his own way.
He's special in that he's registered with the state of Florida.
D,
special.
What was one of the sex stories? Let's do a sex story.
Hold on.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, D, you had it in the email. I don't have it in front of me because I was doing other things.
The
yo,
email. The email. The email. The email.
What?
Wow. Well, that was, okay,
we're solving problems.
I gotta get Strong Bad clips.
Exactly.
Yeah, Strong Bad clips are.
I did a Strong Bad reference in a meeting the other day, and like half the team were when. Oh! Like, remember when that was a thing, guys? Oh man, I love Strong Bad.
Did someone say email?
Mail's here. But this isn't our bit.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail.
Because
I wanna wail.
Yeah, I know how the song goes.
D, did I buy you enough time?
Yeah, because you had to watch it with all the kids you wanted to pork.
What?
All right, this is the Catholic Sex Forum.
Yes. Oh, yes. I know I put that in the prep. I couldn't think
Catholic
of it.
Catholic Sex Forum?
Yes.
Catholics.
Yes.
Catholic people have questions.
Wait, they use forums?
Sex. Yes, for sex. That's how you get sex in if you're a Catholic. You go to the forum, and then the priest comes and visits
Not
you.
Not even like Tumblr or a blog, like an old school forum.
Nope, just a forum.
So let's see what I kind of depressing, guilty questions
D,
they have.
Can you ask me? Can you? Okay, the one that I put in there was Catholic Guy 9393.
Yes,
Catholic Guy.
He has some questions. Some questions about Catholic sex. I'll read it, and you guys tell me what you think the answers are. Because he's Catholic Guy 9393. Hi, I'm a young man who is not married yet, but hopes to be married to the most wonderful girl in the world.
Queer. Aww. He's not marrying me. What a liar.
Queer.
I just have a few questions.
I see what you did there.
I feel every time Dutch says that he has a little notepad that he just licks a pencil and not jots it down.
Just check. Uh-huh.
I see what you did there. Okay.
No, actually, didn't write it.
I'm going to log it. I just have a few questions. I never had sex yet or done anything.
Like
anything?
I'm what? Waiting.
Anything.
He's not just even waiting anal? For the Lord to tell him something.
Not even hand stuff, guys.
He hasn't even done anal?
No.
Wait, butt stuff?
Wait,
butt
how about
stuff.
Butt stuff?
How about boob touch under the shirt but over the bra?
Second and a half base.
That's called getting thrown out.
I'm waiting for the perfect girl, so I haven't really had a girlfriend yet either.
Good luck finding her, because she ain't out there.
I was reading.
Then I think he's jumping the gun on
Jesus
dating
site. Oh, Jesus. Is there a picture of the guy?
No. I was reading some threads about sex in a Catholic
that's
Catholic
right.
marriage.
Is it true you can't marry gays?
Whoa!
Whoa.
That's not the question.
Oh.
This guy's really jumping the gun on these questions. Doesn't you have a girlfriend yet? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Question one.
How do you do butt stuff?
You know, here are my questions.
How don't you do butt stuff?
I don't know. I want to know.
How do I stop doing butt stuff?
You don't just get arrested.
Great radio.
Is it okay if you only do butt stuff?
Because that's all I want to do.
Yes.
Butt stuff.
Hashtag butt stuff. Here are my questions.
All right.
One. Can a Catholic couple have sex other than just to create life?
No.
Next question.
Ethan.
How do Catholics have sex often and not have like a ton of kids?
They do have a ton of kids. They do have a ton of kids.
They have a ton of kids. They love those white sneakers. A lot. There has been something stopping creation when they do this.
Yeah, God.
And prevention of creation.
I didn't realize Catholics still held on to that. I thought that was more of an old school way of thinking.
No, they still do it. Wait till you read the answer.
Don't do
wait till
it.
I read the responses. And isn't the prevention of procreation a sin?
By God.
I'm just a little confused about this. Number two.
Sexuality.
This thing.
Hypothetically, let's say I punch my wife in an elevator. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa!
Number two.
Whoa. Was dinner ready?
Asking for a friend. My next question is a little embarrassing.
What can't you put your pee-pee in?
Whoa! Whoa! Where does that? I don't see that. Oh, there
all
it is.
All of the above.
He spelled embarrassing.
Does the
way
pee-pee
wrong.
Come out of the main vagina hole? Is there a secondary hole where the pee-pee comes out?
When are you supposed to pee into the girl's vagina?
How often should I pee in her hair?
My God, this poor guy.
Jesus. I want to have very holy and loveful relationship someday. I want to fill every hole with somebody someday.
Just filled with love.
Today we are surrounded by movies and whatnot. Whatnot is two words, you stupid son of a bitch.
Nope, movies and whatnot.
And whatnot.
He didn't even spell embarrassing correctly.
No,
I don't even know what that is.
That just shows sex is a pleasure.
He spelled it B-A-R-E, like bear all.
Okay.
Embarrassing.
Embearable.
I kind of feel like Brent wrote this. Like, today we're surrounded by movies and whatnot that just shows sex as a pleasure and people getting like way too into it. Here's a question.
No.
How is a Catholic couple supposed, you spelled suppose wrong, to have sex? Like, what are the boundaries for making it sinful?
It's fine.
Should we enjoy it for how it feels, or should we be serious and just remember the whole time that this is all for God? I wanted to be for him. I forgot
how much I hated that voice you're doing right now.
I forgot how much I love the voice he's doing right now.
I would say
better if we.
No, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, like, I just forgot how much it annoyed me.
Why is Carlos here?
I would just say if you don't like it, leave. But you would.
God's heart.
I just don't know how to do both. And can these intertwine? Thank you all. P.S. I hope I can find someone soon with the same morals that I have, because I want to kill somebody and put him in my basement. I feel like there's a limited amount of their...
Whoa.
What?
That's not... That's...
I'm reading it between the lines. Please pray, please pray for me. I will pray for you, Catholic guy 9393. Okay, the doctor, who I don't think is a real doctor.
No, he's a Time Lord.
Oh, okay. He's apparently, Doctor Who is answering him.
Religion, cradle Catholic. What the fuck does that mean? Latin rite.
But more like Latin wrong.
Does cradle Catholic mean you are Catholic from birth?
No, that
cradle Catholic, yo.
I'm an OG Catholic, yo. Cradle Catholic.
Cradle Catholic represent.
From the cradle to the pew.
I don't see what's happening.
Oh God.
The doctor is a cradle Catholic, according to his.
Yes.
I guess whatever this says.
Welcome to the doctor says. Welcome to the forums, my dear brother.
Welcome to the forums.
We got cons of cake.
Just never ends.
The doctor says to me, "Welcome to the TARDIS."
We're a bunch of fucking children.
We have lots of sex.
Welcome to the forums, my dear brother. He says, to answer his question, hi, I'm a young man who is not yet married, but hopes to be married to the most wonderful girl in the world. His answer is, sorry, I already married her 24 years ago. You'll have to settle for the second most wonderful.
Oh, he stole these jokes.
Joke.
Oh, doctor?
I hope this guy dies in a fire.
D, you're married? You've been married for 24 years?
Yes, to a doctor on a forum. She's never met him, though.
He's a cradle Catholic. I don't know.
That's actually a typical form message or marriage.
D, I think you need to get cradle Catholic tattooed somewhere on you because I think that would be totally awesome.
The Westboro Cradle Catholics.
To answer his questions about his sex, about sex, all the stupid
about
tricks,
his sex,
about his sex,
about his sex.
All acts of marital sex are to be open to life for valid reasons. A couple may space out their children using licit birth control method, e.g., natural family planning. Now, does someone want to explain to me what natural family planning is?
I guess it's just counting periods,
butt stuff.
No, that's awesome.
I believe it's a
cycle. Oh, yeah, I think it is butt stuff.
I think it's a cycle method.
Shoot a load in their eye.
No. Guy, come on.
It's fertility.
It is 734.
That's against procreation because you can't get the eye pregnant. And trust me, I've tried.
Wait, my eye or her eye?
Now, natural family planning would be what we would call the least effective version of
I thought it's like if you buy condoms at Whole Foods.
No, it's just
natural family
periods,
planning is
it?
When you come in her but then cross your fingers.
No.
No, you just know when you're ovulating and you avoid having sex at that time, or maybe you pull out, I don't know.
I like yeah, Marie's crossing fingers thing.
I have no idea.
I don't know, we should ask on this forum.
No, when you're fucking a Catholic out? The woman's like, no, you will leave it in.
No.
You have to have some Catholics that listen to the show. Wasn't that high school that used to listen to us? A Catholic
oh,
school?
Oh, fuck. That's right. That high school.
954-573-2780. Call in and tell us about
Yeah, high
Catholic
school
sex.
Kids, call in and tell us about all your Catholic
call
sex.
In.
Oh, from Archbishop McCarthy?
Call in from your iPhones.
Tell us about your repressed memories from high school and how the Archbishop McCarthy molested you.
I'm actually curious, too. I really kind of want to know that.
Yeah, I don't know if Catholics are allowed to pull out.
His next, you know what? We will answer this tough question before the end of the show, guys. The next thing, sex is both procreative and unitive. In general, as long as both parties are consenting, boo. You don't force her into having anything against her will. And the acts don't involve breaking the commandments.
I break at least seven commandments during sex.
I break all the commandments when I fuck.
I.e., you can't have a threesome even if you both agree.
I covet other motherfuckers' wives and shit.
I'm so sorry that I was worshiping an idol while we were having sex.
I cannot achieve an orgasm without breaking at least six commandments.
I was, you know what I was doing? I was getting a blowjob and putting another god before her, and that was like, that was another commandment. Gone. Out the window. Great, guys. You know what? Bunch of
at
sinners.
Least six for me.
As long as the man.
It's really
finishes.
Hard to not murder.
Wait a second.
It's very odd, Marie. It's kind of scary now. Kind of a rage boner. The next.
What are you guys doing with all those dead bodies?
What are you doing with fucking shedding?
I let them hit the floor.
Okay.
I was into my mid-20s believing that I might not find anyone when the good Lord brought my wife. Brought Sorry. My wife and I together.
My wife.
Take my wife. I pray that my teenage son will find someone just as good, so I will hold on. I will hold you to the same.
Oh my God, Dr. Run On Sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Run On Sentence. I prescribe you a comma.
Take two ellipses and call me in the morning.
I don't know if anybody else is noticing, but the females in the show tonight are murdering.
I know, they're killing. They're fucking fire. I hate you guys.
Royce isn't that funny.
You're funny.
What?
Looking. Nailed him, bro. God.
7:37.
God is good. You both, fuck both of you.
God is good.
God is good.
Good God.
Pray Jesus for me.
You fucking guys are idiots. God has someone special for you. If his will for you is to were his will for you to embrace the vocation of marriage. Be open, though, for he may be calling you to other vocations, such as a religious life. No. God
good.
Stop it.
Good God.
God is good.
He's so good to me.
Good
God.
Maybe, you know, guys, I think it'd be nice if maybe, I don't know, one of our listeners or anybody were actually were going there and make...
Fuck themselves.
Make an account and go to Moral Theology and ask a question about sex. Maybe ask how much butt stuff is too much butt stuff. That's a valid question. Because, you know, is butt stuff even allowed?
There's never enough butt stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Think so, because there is, like, nothing but anti-sodomy things in the Bible, I've heard.
Well,
I'm pro-sodomy.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, before the Bible was written, they were just fucking each other in the ass left and right. And they had a big rule. They were like, guys, we got to... there's too much butt fucking. We have to.
Didn't you see
that? I gotta put my foot down.
You just reminded me, you know, like, yeah, that was like a big thing in the Bible. Oh, guys, man, they love butt
fucking. I have a serious question. Uh-huh. I have a serious question. I'm sure Catholics will appreciate this.
Is the answer
this.
Japan?
The answer is Japan. The Nailed question it. Is, has someone awesome. Ever tunneled awesome. From the butthole to the vagina hole to fuck both things at the same time?
I don't know, but it would probably not be a good idea to do that.
Butt tunneled.
Right.
Oh, you mean like torn?
Like you bridge the two together.
Right. No. Like if you went through your girl's anus and into her vagina.
Like if you put a gauge in between the two things.
Maybe if you created like a stent kind of in between the two for your penis to pass through.
Yeah, because one is your intestines and the other is your uterus.
Under the clit downtown.
You'd have to connect them. That would be bad.
I didn't realize how bodies worked.
You'd poop out your vagina, though, and that wouldn't be good.
Guys, I actually have an announcement.
Would it not be?
Cat's out of the bag. You guys are actually talking about a product line that I'm actually promoting. It's called the Holland Tunnel. Yeah, I was going to save it, you know, to the end of the show. Aww. A nice little celebratory. But yeah, the Holland Tunnel is very
now
successful.
Now are you getting Holland Oats to do your theme song?
That might be the funniest thing I've ever heard. That it made me not laugh. I can't laugh. Because
now what entails in the Holland
Tunnel? It sounds like something the Dutch would do, the Holland Tunnel.
I mean, you guys pretty much described the entire market line for it. You know, it's... For those that want to have sexual needs going from the vagina to the anus, but without having to switch orifices.
Back and forth, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is just saves time.
Next up on Adam and Eve, purchase yourself the Holland Tunnel. When you are too lazy to switch from one end to the other end, just insert the Holland Tunnel.
Is her fist on your list?
You will see Sarah's brown smile.
Ew!
You don't have to be a rich girl to buy this product.
Cause she's a bitch girl.
She'll be your man eater after you give her the Holland Tunnel.
Stick it in her private brown eye.
Stick it in her brown eye and you'll make her dreams come true.
I don't know enough of their songs to join it. I feel left out.
Google touch quick.
We nailed
no anal. I can't go for that. No can do.
No can do.
I can't go for that.
I can't go for that.
Oh god. Oh my god.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
That was ridiculous.
Okay, guys, send it to Adam and Eve. Tell them you're welcome. Okay, send it to them.
Hashtag copyright. Hashtag patent.
Oh yeah, they would totally know how to market that.
Hashtag Kickstarter.
They would figure it out.
John, are you starting a Kickstarter for the Holland Tunnel?
I am.
I am now.
I am right now. Sign him up.
Do you like an adventurous new butt toy?
So sensual, we can't talk about it on the internet radio station that we own.
You can talk about it all you want, Adam and Eve.
Nope, too sensual.
Too sensual for the internet.
No, it's fine.
Did I hear that they got butt hurt that we put music behind their read?
No, I don't think they got mad.
Oh, okay. No. Somebody, maybe I dreamed.
People are still using the code, so good. Deal 48, guys. Adam and Eve. Buy all your weird butt stuff there.
Butt stuff.
What do you mean? Spreaders and Holland Tunnels.
What do you mean weird?
What?
Buy all your normal butt stuff and exotic, adventurous butt stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? Beginner butt stuff, too. All kinds of butt stuff.
Would exotic butt stuff be like a parrot penis dildo?
No, that would be like a horse replica dildo.
God damn.
No, where can I get one of those? What John was saying. Exotic. He was saying like a parrot is a tropical parrot, which would be an exotic bird. That's what I'm saying, exotic.
Oh, parrot bay.
You're talking about a dildo that looks like a bird?
Yeah, you exotic get bird boners. Bird.
So you shove a bird up your ass is what you're talking about.
An actual bird. Now, macaw, are we going Scarlet Macaw or
Scarlet Johansson Macaw?
Like cock two.
Maybe cock three.
I was not.
Jesus, don't just fight over it. You guys are going to fight over jokes?
And you guys did spell it COCK.
It was literally
right?
Two fat guys trying to like a mini sidecar of a door.
It wasn't going to happen.
It's my turn. It's mine. Get out of the way.
You just rock, paper, scissors if I can see my hands.
That guy sounds like he can't see his dick.
Ashley helped us out saying after using the Holland Tunnel, she'll have double vision.
Oh!
Forgot about double vision.
No, double vision.
Double vision.
Foreigner.
It's
Foreigner.
Damn it! Damn it, Ashley, you're right. That is fucking
go
Foreigner.
Play Destiny, for fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Guys, Catholic Forum, should I tell my girlfriend I have kissed another girl drunk?
Kiss another man drunk.
I kissed the girl. I kissed the guy and I liked it.
What?
You should definitely tell him because then he'll family plan you right into the bed.
I don't know what that means.
Natural family plan you right into the bed.
Exactly.
For almost a year now, I have been dating the most beautiful and loving young woman I could have ever dreamed of. And then I met Marie. We have been helped bring each other closer to God through living a Catholic relationship.
Just mean.
Overhand right, followed by the left. Gave it to Ray Rice.
I Ray Rice you right in that elevator.
Ray Rice your ass.
I love that.
Right Ray here Rice in the Suso studio.
Ray Rice is a verb now. Waiting till marriage, praying together, etc. I would love to marry her one day.
Did you Ray Rice the bitch?
Marry that squirrel.
Marry that squirrel.
Gonna marry you anyway.
God, I forgot that's a thing now.
On a recent weekend,
I went marrying squirrels.
Yeah, well, on this show it is.
Yeah, it's putting squirrels with a set of girls. It's a really fun game. And by the way, I just lost it.
You suck at life.
On a recent
reset. Wait, what?
I lost the game.
I lost the game.
Oh, damn it. No, I just lost it too.
No, you didn't.
You have an hour reset.
Okay.
On a recent weekend, I went with my work colleagues for a company event, which took place at a bar.
As opposed to your play colleagues?
Yeah, he doesn't go with his play colleagues. I normally never drink to excess, but I was...
I drink to in excess.
Fuck, I was going to say the same thing, I swear to Christ.
I hate you guys so much.
God, I only drink the NXS. It's a weird thing I have. It's this drinking game that I call... It's a drinking game that I call NXS. Oh, Marie, there's a good drinking game. We can make one up. We're trying to come up with a drinking game. You know,
every time the guitar does a dent, 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 you have to drink.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be so
you're
drunk.
You're trying to make it happen through the song, but you'll...
You'll be so drunk. No.
All right, drink, Marie.
I only have water with me right now.
Everyone else was drinking heavily, and I got roped in.
Inexcess.com.
Roped in, peer pressured.
Come on, guys. You don't do that to a Catholic boy.
Three Hail Marys.
Before long, I was blackout drunk. I spent
African American out drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, whoa.
I spent the rest Based of the weekend.
That Why means- do I still never see those coming?
That's what she said.
As opposed to Ray Rice Wise, who was just blackout.
No, she saw saw those coming.
I spent the rest of the weekend being upset with myself for getting so bad. I didn't have
she
much...
She was blacked out by an African-American.
Yeah, good point.
She just got a black eye. You guys are... It's different.
How can you tell? I didn't have much memory of the night.
Aha!
My words turned upside down. And I asked the trusted friend to cock it. So
I just got it.
It was mean. It was dumb, but it was mean. On Monday, my word. Dutch is going to get it like in 10 minutes. He's going
to
laugh.
Right before we go to break.
I know. He's like, wow, got it. On Monday, my world turned upside down.
Because her skin's dark around her eyes already.
Shut up. I trusted a friend and colleague. When you explain it, then it's racist. If anything, the Aristocrats.
It's a racist movie. I know. This fucking Cats.
That's privileged. The Aristocats. I mean, the Aristocrats.
They're different movies?
Cats! What are you watching?
Everybody
Disney
wants
thought.
To be a cat.
I don't know. Everyone is. No.
The cat's the only cat Everybody. Who knows where it's at.
I hate that you know that song that you're singing.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
I don't know what I believe, but because everyone else
Everybody
was drunk.
Everybody wants to be
okay,
a cat.
Okay, so everyone's drunk, and this Catholic dude is like. Roped
cat's
in.
The only cat.
The girl
so
I was
taking responsibility for his own
actions. He let Jesus take the wheel. The girl
did
I
he let
was,
Jesus come inside him?
Yes, three times. The girl I was with has no recollection of the night since she was no better than I was. And
then don't admit it.
That's called date
rape. You just raped her, you dumb cat.
That's date rape.
Dumb cat.
I'm a big fan of calling someone by their religion.
You just raped her, you dumb Catholic. Babe, nothing's going to be funnier tonight. We should shut the... That fucking is...
Thanks for joining us, folks.
Dumb Catholic?
Don't admit to it.
Coming up is Hooter and... What's that show that comes
could have
up
been behind
afterwards?
The scenes at the Vatican. Just like a cardinal talking to a lower priest. You just raped her. Don't admit it, you idiot. I've been assuming the worst and that I kissed her. Everyone I asked said that I'm blowing it out of proportion. Ooh, that's not what I thought I was reading.
Blowing that guy out of proportion.
Okay, so they're both drunk, and neither one remembers? Then who cares?
One of them
exactly.
Does.
One of them remembers.
God saw, though, and he knows.
God remembers.
Knows. Pepperidge Farms remembers.
God never forgets.
Yes, Pepperidge Farm is run by God. Not many people know that.
When did Pepperidge Farm get so judgmental?
There will never have contact.
What are we talking about?
Pepperidge Farms?
I don't know. I missed that part.
The cookie company?
They will never
Melissa Milano cookies.
They make delicious cookie snacks and stuff.
Alyssa Milano's.
Cookies.
They're not named after Alyssa Milano, John.
Yes, they are.
I know that.
They're just as delicious tasting as her vagina.
How would you know?
That's what I heard.
I meant the cookies. I know she's a whore.
Oh.
I've been assuming that the worst, that I kissed her. Everyone I asked said that I'm blowing out of proportion and that it's not worth mentioning it to my girlfriend. They will never have contact with her, so at least she won't be hearing it from someone who's not me. Let me be clear.
I'm assuming that all this translates to I had sex with a gay man and I feel slightly guilty about it.
Let me be clear. I am disgusted with myself. I have always striven to be
a striven.
He's always striven. Yeah.
Or strive.
Well,
strived.
Worven to be a good man of God and a good boyfriend.
Of God.
Of God.
God has a boyfriend?
Yeah, he does.
God is gay?
They're sitting in a tree. I cannot believe that I sunk so low and that something so stupid with someone I care nothing about. It's in all caps. Sorry. I know what kind of person I am, and I am not.
Why are you yelling?
Because it's in all caps. I'm reading
it's
it like a
rule.
That's
the rule.
It's the rule. You have to do that.
You know the rules. That a drunken fool. I have vowed that it will never happen again.
Whoa!
I've cried more over this situation than I have over loved ones who have died. Really?
Okay. And the last four times.
He hasn't cried at all. It's just a lot of Catholic guilt, and he feels like he needs to put it out there.
Yeah.
His penis?
Yes.
Put your penis out there, guys.
Take it out right now.
I have never gone.
Royce.
What the fuck is adoration?
Adoration?
Put it on the table.
Oh, he's taking out his penis.
Each night, each night after work.
God, I really miss those buttons.
Okay.
Is anyone Catholic or know anything about religion? I have
That's
gone
why
to
I
adoration
tried to have him
after work
call
each night.
Earlier.
What does that mean?
Is adoration like a study group?
Someone call Frank Catholic and ask him. What adoration means.
I don't like calling him. He's too brief.
Oh, wait. I'll just use Google.
No, Marie.
Use Bing. Don't use Google. That's part of the corporate machine. You want to use Bing.
Dummy. Ooh, D.
This sounds
kind of
sexual to me. Eucharistic adoration is a spiritual practice of spending time in the presence of the exposed host.
and then they beat you with a ukulele. That's where you get the
name
host
from. Exposes himself to you. And then you adore his penis.
Oh, I think the host might be Christ. One of the things that most identifies us as Catholics is our belief in the Eucharist as the real presence of Christ. What the fuck's a Eucharist? God.
Isn't that taking
That's
the...
stupid. It's what koalas eat.
No.
No, that's
communion.
Ecliptic.
Isn't that what Tiny
right.
Tim
Eucharist
used to play?
Is, it's...
Eucharist is Holy Communion.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what
so
I thought.
He's
it
been going and eating Jesus' body.
He's been eating crackers
been
and drinking wine and staring at Jesus' penis.
Oh, okay.
And giving Jesus a rim job.
Dude,
is that what that is?
Catholic's awesome. You get food, you get to stare at Catholic's Hold dick.
On. It's not bad, right?
No, the wafers are Stella's crap, and they get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, they're not great.
Wait.
They're the worst wafers. It's the worst body to eat.
I accidentally ate Christ's body once because it was offered to me, and I got in trouble by my friend who was like, you're not Catholic, you're not supposed to eat it. And I'm like,
same thing happened to me. I am not Catholic, and I was just hungry once when I was in a Catholic church, swear to God. And I just fucking ate some because I was like, oh, tastes okay. I'll eat a couple.
You ate more than one?
Yeah, because there was a big church, I swear, in South Miami, and there was lines, and I was hungry, so I was like, I'll stand here.
you just took the challenge,
the way,
and you're just munching away at them.
For those who've ever been to a Catholic church, one of the things that you have to know is...
It's a tray?
You have the option for them to put the body of Christ in your hand, or...
They can directly
right
shove it
mouth.
In your mouth.
Of course, I make them work for it, so I put my hands...
Oh, yeah, he fed it to me.
I put my hands behind my back, and I go, because, you know... I want them. If I'm going to go to church, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Right.
I mean, I didn't give any money, but theoretically,
I want them to force it in my mouth.
Right. I want them to hold the back of my head and give the body of Christ in my mouth as hard as you can.
Do they use actual wine, or do they do what my church did when we had communion and just grape use grape juice?
No, the church that we went to was actually wine.
Okay.
Yeah, because you guys are Hispanics.
Yes, that's really the reason why.
You like to get drunk.
No, that's really the reason why.
Yeah, you guys are really literal.
Yeah, Body of Christ is fucking sangria and fucking Cuban sandwiches. And fucking some churches.
No, it was a guy named Joe, and then they just made the wafers out of him.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Jesus would have been funnier.
So what did this guy do about his kissing?
He kissed a dude. It's not a big deal.
And he liked it.
Everybody does it.
Tastes like my cherry chapstick.
Well, here's
they're telling him he needs to quit his job.
Who's your daddy? The member? Are you reading Who's Your Daddy?
What does he do?
Hold on.
Thank you, John.
It's not a tumor.
He's got more. Come back to him. He'll do more later.
Yes, you should tell her. She is discerning marriage and needs to have this information. It is not fair to her to deny her information that she will base the rest of her life on. This doesn't mean that it will be over between you two, but you need to do the right thing and be honest with her. On another note, you need to quit your job. Wait, okay.
That's a little extreme.
Kissed another person and you need to quit your job.
I don't care if it makes you financially unstable. You quit your job now.
What is the infatuation with getting married?
Hold on, what does the rest of that say?
I'm going to keep reading it. Drastic, you say? I didn't send anything yet, sir. Not really. That your work in an environment where all this could happen? You mean every job ever that's ever happened ever in the history of the planet ever? What? Yeah. Yeah, some people do that.
Prostitution?
That work with others who... D's a pimp. Ask her. That work with others and who would not stop it and are also drunk is concerning. And it is obvious that you cannot be counted on to make the holy with a capital H decision here.
Holy?
Legally.
Why?
Legally.
What?
Legally, this can get dicey as well. Fraternizing, getting drunk, and making out is not good work environment. Yes, it's the best work environment.
You don't have to quit your job. You just... Don't go out with your job friends.
Don't drink and kiss your coworkers.
No, hey, I can't make that promise.
This story is taking us like a half hour to read, so I forgot the beginning part where he said it was a coworker.
Yeah.
I kiss Royce all the
time.
His
work coworker.
It's odd because me and Sean kiss and we're coworkers.
We make out all the time.
I kiss most of my coworkers too.
Yep, it's very weird.
Yeah, Catholics are wordy.
They really are.
And stupid.
Don't like commas.
I guess when you're so busy coming inside your wife all the time, you want to make sure you write things out. Long, so you have more time to fuck your wife while they read your paragraphs. Removing yourself from the situation like this would also go a long way to show your girl. So this guy's who's your daddy? Apparently the work expert.
And what does he do?
Okay, stop it. Stop doing that. I'm closing the story. I'm done with the story because you're just going to keep doing it.
So what did who's your daddy say?
No, I closed it. I'm not.
I think the last bit of advice that this man should take would be to shake it off.
Yeah, just shake it off.
Hey, just gonna hey. I'm gonna kiss all my coworkers.
Boom. I missed that one button too. That button's fantastic.
I believe it's pronounced Putin.
Putin?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Yeah, it's
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
I'm here till Tuesday, folks.
Vladimir Putin.
Justin Bieber strips down to his boxers after being booed at at Fashion Rocks.
Oh, wait, they booed him?
Bieber. First name, last name.
I didn't miss that
one.
You really did look like an asshole.
Boo, you suck. Go back to Canada.
When in doubt, strip. Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance at the Fashion Rocks in Brooklyn. Tonight, an annual internet... An annual international charity fundraiser. Many big words, guys. It's hard.
An anal international. Wow.
Dutch makes me nervous when he's around. Dutch makes me nervous. I blame Dutch.
He hasn't been here for a month.
Exactly.
You've been doing it every week.
You can't prove that.
I can. I have the fit.
Well,
there's fucking...
I'm going to ask who's your daddy.
And what does he do?
See?
No, you didn't do it right. Try it again.
I'm not doing it.
So what does Who's Your Daddy have to say?
What does he do?
See?
For whatever reason. I hate you. For whatever reason, Biebs. Oh, God.
You had to read that.
Fucking
This is what you get.
Was he? I want to sue E for making me read that.
Killer beeps.
Was it with a bunch of booze from the crowd?
A bunch of beeps.
A bunch of
beeps in the boobs. Booze. Boobs. Beeps. Beeps. Boobs. Booze.
Don't forget to teach your kids about the beeps and the booze. It's very important as they grow up to learn about the beeps and the booze.
The birds and the beeps. The beeps and the booze. Oh, it's gonna be my Justin Bieber cover band.
It's so like uncomfortable for me to talk to my kids about Justin Bieber.
The birds and the beeps. For whatever reason, Biebs was hit with a bunch of booze from the crowd. But no worries, mate. I have to read it like that because only Australians can say it.
No worries, mate.
He had a quick fix for that, and it included showing off his ripped bod.
Hot.
I want your bod. Remember that commercial?
Oh my God,
He's still shaped like a square, no matter what he does.
I'll blow him.
It's for bod.
He was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
There's the Biebs.
Oh.
He still looks like Ellen DeGeneres up top, though.
He cannot pose if his life depended on it.
The woman next to him is gigantic.
No, it's not that. Marie's right. It really looks like they photoshopped Ellen DeGeneres on some guy's body. It's really what it looks like.
I'd have sex with that guy.
Why does he have so many tattoos? I thought he was supposed to be like...
Bro, rep the street.
He's starting to kind of look like a cross between Brian Austin Green and...
David Beckham.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you were a kid and that's an Amazon.
Yeah, holy, that one is huge.
Fuck up. Yeah.
It barely comes above her shoulder.
Whoa, look where her knees are compared to his knees.
Her ass is up near his chest. Like, that's how... It's long her fucking legs
it
are.
It looks like Dee standing next to me. This is not...
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yes, it's similar.
All right, so Biebs took his clothes off. Then JB tweeted after the event.
J. Bieber, first name, last name.
So glad that
I'll
he's back.
Take my clothes off.
I really did miss the buttons.
Good times.
I know you're being sarcastic, so whatever.
No, I'm being serious.
I'm not gonna. It's not you and him. I'm not gonna stop doing it. That's
being
part
super
of the show.
Serious.
Good times. Are you gonna fight already?
I can't miss.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
What would Who's Your Daddy say?
And what does he do?
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice. Time for
the bread. The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Shaddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Why should you be a cashier?
He wasn't able to get a job since
2012. Can I help you? What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money, and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Catley and Oceanly. Fuck.
What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Catley and Oceanly.
Stroking worse in case.
Wow.
See,
Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
What? That was the one
you
had.
You could probably say Mary Catley Olson, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olson instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League and compete against Chris and Will, as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns, or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft to start in the city during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
You know the way to start of the last episode? We went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain.
That's it.
Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
The reason I have called this house meeting,
Todd,
is because...
how many times have we been over this? You don't have the authority to call house meetings. Only I can call a house meeting. You can propose a house meeting.
All right, fine. The reason I propose this house meeting...
Your proposal has been submitted and is under board review. Proposal denied.
Bojack, the Sarah Lynn thing is getting out of control, okay? She's taking advantage of you.
What? No, she's not. We have a special relationship. You couldn't possibly understand.
Oh my God, look at what she's done to your house. All right, look, I mean, I stepped on a needle earlier. I think I'm addicted to heroin now. So now that's probably gonna be a whole thing.
I have to say, I agree with Todd.
You're not this girl's father, and you're not doing her any favors by refusing to set boundaries.
Look, I played a dad for 9 years on TV, so I think I know a little bit more about parenting than you two jokers. The kids on Horsin' Around didn't need boundaries. All they needed was some good old-fashioned love.
Jack, this is not a TV show, okay? This is real life.
Leave her on fire! Leave her on fire!
Some good old-fashioned love, and I'm gonna give it to her. I'm gonna give it to her so hard.
You know, I feel like we don't ever hang out.
Back live. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Second hour. Hope you're listening live at morelikeradio.com/live.
Well, where's that from?
BoJack Horseman, Will Arnett, and Aaron Paul's new show on Netflix.
It's amazing.
That's fucking funny, man.
Dude, watch it. It's really good. It's fucking hilarious.
Will Arnett's great.
Yeah. And Aaron Paul's fucking funny, too.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Where's Aaron Paul from?
Breaking Bad. Jesse.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Sorry.
We know.
I had to think about it, too.
Yeah.
I was like, that name is so familiar.
Pauly Shore.
The Weasel.
Yeah, that's who he is.
How come he didn't get an award for his work in Biodome?
Guys, we figured out...
You know, because the Academy's bullshit, Sean, that's why.
It is.
Everyone fucking knows it. D wrote a 47-page paper on why the Academy's bullshit, because Biodome...
So many pages.
I read that dissertation. It was fantastic.
A lot of the pages were just bullshit, copy and paste it over and over again. But still...
The first 42.
Good effort, D. Good effort.
Hodor wrote 17 pages of it.
That's not bad.
Hodor.
Obama leaked Jennifer Lawrence's photos to distract America from his plans to destroy Jesus. Now.
I knew it.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on.
That's hashtag. My favorite one.
It's Obama, Obama.
Hashtag called it. Called it.
I've been saying this since 9/11.
Now, guys, this is a conspiracy site.
Never
big,
forget.
Big American.
It wasn't even Sean.
He wasn't even president.
I don't even think we had a cloud in 2000.
First of all, he was a senator of Chicago or some silly shit.
The Windy City?
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
The second city.
The Big Apple.
The Lone Star State.
Star City.
City of Angels.
What does this have to do with Philadelphia?
Gotham City.
What are we talking about?
The booby cloud. And how it's just a distraction for Obama to kill Jesus.
So thermite paint.
Stop it. Listen, this is a conspiracy site. Big American news, so you know it's real.
Must be from Texas.
It's time to go trolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet 4chan, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. I'm blaming the photo scandal on Obama because he is guilty, and this is all part of his smoke and mirrors plan to distract us from excessive golfing, allowing ISIS to build power, horrible economy, and inability to scare Putin away from Ukraine.
Okay. I've been saying this since 2001, bro. Never forget.
First off, real journalists you write like this. They take
real journalists get real beheaded. Goes,
I'm
in
blaming the photo scandal Obama because he is guilty. That's not a reason.
Yo, yes, it is.
No, it's dude. Not.
I'm blaming guilty. Him. He's guilty. Yeah, I'm blaming him because
no,
of
because no.
Maybe if they wrote because he's clearly guilty, would that have been better
no,
for you?
The point like, is, no, the point is you can't use that as an argument.
Sure,
I'm blaming Obama because he's the president. You know,
the state does it all the time. State says
I'm blaming him because I haven't gotten my Obama phone yet.
It's not uncommon for U.S. presidents to orchestrate massive public spectacles.
It's not.
And events to distract the public from the true events of the world,
like 9/11
or the Civil War.
More like the Civil War. Am I right, guys? Have you ever noticed?
It was so long.
Have you ever noticed?
It was only a couple of years.
Whenever something like...
Slavery ended because boobs were released from the cloud.
First of all, Civil War was
Dutch,
about
I believe
states' rights.
That is another fact. Add it to Wikipedia.
I got it.
Have you ever noticed... It's going to be deleted immediately. Have you ever...
All of Wikipedia.
Edited
is
by Van
be...
Rockstar. Have you ever noticed...
Everything happened because boobs were released.
Yes. Let me finish reading. Have you ever noticed when... Whenever something... Like the Ferguson riots take place, there's a crazy stories that come out the day later.
Yeah, Al Sharpton.
Did you really think Joan Rivers just magically had a botched vocal cord lift? I think not.
It was planned.
Obama murdered Joan Rivers?
Married and murdered.
That's how upset I am.
America. Obama was on Murray with Joan Rivers? Is he the dad?
What?
Obama.
America. Obama had something to do with Joan Rivers' demise, but that is beyond the scope of this article. Oh, thank God.
There's
more.
There's a scope of an article.
Obama.
What is this?
As long as we have the scope narrowed in on this one.
Why must she?
I never read an article that goes out of scope.
Dutch's main thing, and he said it for years, is I love to adjust scopes.
Exactly.
And he's a big.
I made t-shirts and nobody got them.
Do you think he just collects
my
telescopes for no reason?
Is scope.
Do you even know scope, bro?
He likes telescopes.
Can you know scope?
He likes microscopes.
I know
scope. Can you scope my scope?
He uses scope mouthwash.
I will scope you every day.
John already said that one, but you
oh, really?
Didn't hear him.
I'm sorry, John.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you either, John.
I didn't hear you, John.
Thank you, Dutch.
My B, bro.
My B, bro.
My Justin B, bro.
Beeps.
Beeps.
Okay, can that now be a thing? Bieber killed Joan Rivers.
Can that now be a thing? Instead of saying my B, it's my Justin B?
No, my Beebs. My Beebs, bro.
My Beebs.
My Beebs,
okay,
bro.
Okay,
my Beebs, bro. I fucked up. My Beebs.
Can we go with J Beebs?
No.
First name, last name.
You're going to play the rap song, aren't you? Obama had something to do with Joan Rivers' demise, but that is beyond this.
We're not sure what it is,
will
but we
just
know
do
he had something to do with it.
Because guilty.
Yeah, did he perform the surgery?
Yes.
Oh, that's why she died. He's not a doctor.
He isn't.
Silly Obama, you're not a surgeon.
You're the president.
You should have written that part into the Obamacare legislation.
You know what? If he did it, I'm going to say fucked up a ballsy, bro. Ballsy. Real fucking ballsy.
Really, Obamacare, all it is he thought he could be the world's
Obama
doctor.
Obama came in and he goes, I got this.
No. I'll perform all surgeries.
He rolls up his sleeve like when he's campaigning because you know he's going to work.
I'm going to take my hypochondriac oath and I'm going to be a doctor to the world. I'm going to heal the world with my hypochondriac
oath. I said Obama, not Sam Jackson. Calm down. Relax.
Okay. It's a hypochondriac
okay.
oath.
Okay. All right, listen, Jackie Brown, Sean, if you could relax for a little while, we'll get through this.
Y'all niggas tripping.
Stop it.
Deshaun.
Oh, God, it's Deshaun.
I love Deshaun Waters.
Today we need to think about the scope. This guy likes using scope a lot.
But can he know scope, bro?
The Apple iPhone cloud is something that Obama and the NSA regularly spy within. They live in there. They like those little obviously. Turtles in Mario that throw the shells at you.
The ones that
they
live in the
live,
sewer?
They live in the cloud.
Oh, in the booby cloud.
In the booby cloud. They throw shells at you.
Wow.
And sometimes leak naked photos.
Because you're not supposed to be in the booby cloud.
You're not.
Only boobies go in the booby cloud.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want peepees in the booby cloud.
And sometimes vaginas.
I don't want peepees in the booby cloud.
I don't care.
Can we see the cloud with the scope?
No, not if you don't adjust your scope,
the
bro.
The only way you can see the cloud is with a scope.
It depends on...
A kaleidoscope of microphones!
Why would she do that?
Thank you, Marie.
Why would she yell that?
Obama can...
Why do I have that as a button?
Why do you not have that? Why wouldn't you?
Why is that not
I
my text message?
I that was a button. Code? I was like, what is Marie talking about? She
oh
lost her shit?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
I don't even remember what context that was in.
Obama there was none. None that was acceptable.
Okay.
Obama can casually browse every single picture you have taken at his whim and command. So you think Obama
I have an Android.
You think Obama just sits there and goes, I want to see all the photos.
I want to see Royce's booby cloud.
Obama, it's a well-known fact that Obama uses the cloud as his own personal Instagram. That's why whenever I take photos, I wave at Obama.
You should.
So that when he's like, he's waving.
You should. You know when you become initiated into the presidency or whatever that term is that they use?
You're hypochondriac.
Initiated?
Yep. Yeah, you have to like
a fraternity.
Like the secret handshake
you gotta
and stuff.
You got to pick up marshmallows with your butt crack and put it in this bucket.
Okay. And you know how there's supposed to be like big secrets that the only the presidents learn? No. Really, all they do is just open up
like
the boob
Area
cloud.
51.
Yeah.
He gets the boob cloud?
He gets the boob cloud.
No, they don't tell him that stuff.
They do. I saw Independence Day.
The passwords and the floppy disks.
They matrix download every picture in the boob cloud into his brain.
Now, I know you said, Sean, that you said you have a droid. You don't have to worry about it. Here's the thing. 5 million Gmail usernames and passwords were leaked yesterday.
I changed my password already.
Yesterday?
Yup. It appears to be an unknown attack. Hackers have dumped over 5 million valid Gmail usernames and passwords on the internet early Wednesday morning.
When are you guys going to
get all my spam?
When are you guys going to get on the pro ISIS bandwagon, by the way?
Unknown hackers have leaked over 5 million valid credentials pertaining to Google Mail logins early this morning. The random dump of passwords.
You said dump. I said dump.
First appeared on Reddit's NetSec section, linking to another site hosting the leaked Gmail accounts. The .txt file of all leaked Gmail usernames was found on a Bitcoin security forum in Russia.
Yeah, I know.
They were leaked as believed to be the first offloaded to the file of leaked emails does not contain any passwords or other sensitive information. Loads. Only full Gmail email addresses.
Now, Royce, what about the Kenny logins?
Okay, listen. There is Kenny Loggins has not denied or confirmed whether he's been hacked.
What about Kenny Loggins Roasters?
However, if your password is Danger Zone 1, you better change it.
I just love that D cracked herself up with that.
I was sitting here waiting to say it, and it was making me giggle in my head.
She was giddy. Like, she was
I really got one, guys. I got a good one. It's coming.
He's doing the pee-pee dance waiting to say it. I got it.
Me. Somebody pick me. Let me say it.
I'm ready.
Me. Just hold your arm up in the air for like 15 minutes.
Like
me,
Dutch,
I know the answer.
Like Dutch does the waiters.
Yeah. Like a fifth grader.
I love that.
My arm gets tired. I hold up with the other arm.
As the leak was posted only hours ago, Reddit users are warning each other not to enter any email usernames or password combinations to any websites ever.
Ever?
Ever, ever.
Except never
for
again.
Except for your porn logins. They don't want those.
Mm-hmm. Kenny porn logins? Get it, D?
Yeah. It's Kenny Loggins porn.
She got it.
To check your password is secure. It appears scams are already appearing on Reddit. Users are getting ready for the scams to come. Where the leaked emails were originated.
Brace yourselves. Scams are coming.
From remains of unknown.
Scam zone.
But many are speculating the emails. The email addresses were leaked from another website or a compilation of other websites and not through Google itself.
Oh, now, okay. Do you guys, I don't know if you guys have already done it, but every time they always ask me to try and add my cell phone number to my Google account, I never do it. Have you guys done that?
I never do that.
No, why should I?
I don't trust any of that shit.
Don't do it.
I gave
anything
my social
that's
security
link my
number.
Phone to things stresses me out.
I add my phone. Yeah. I add other people's phone numbers just to be safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already won like 5 Disney trips this week with those automated voice things.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad thing at all. Are you going to get a timeshare next? Because that's what you should look into.
Is that the next one?
Hello. You just won a free trip to Wet n Wild.
I get those all the time.
Yeah.
Or free cruises.
And you know who goes to Wet n Wild.
Yeah, we know. People who can't afford to go to Typhoon Lagoon. I get it. Yeah.
Puerto Ricans.
Dude, we were fucking beating around the fucking Soul Glow. Relax.
John Whoa! He was excited.
Sorry. The Jerry American girl. ISIS declares war on Twitter.
It's bad for the pool filters.
Terror group warns employees.
Wait, the Archer fake company?
Yeah, that's what I think every time I hear ISIS. Beheading I'm like, dudes. Archer?
Go ISIS.
They need to change their name because I don't like...
Are you guys not pro-ISIS?
They should realize that Americans associate that name with Archer, our cartoon.
Log into Twitter and send a message to @ISIS telling them, yo, bitches.
I'm going to Twitter...
Go, yo, bitches.
Yo, you're bitches, going to twit. It's called branding. Figure it out.
Oh, okay. Going and then be #realtalk. Real talk.
Okay. That way dear Phil ISIS.
Oh, God. Phil ISIS is going to get this and be peace.
Philip ISIS.
Please.
It just sounds like a guy named Phil that has an inflammation.
That would be itis.
Change the Philip name of itis. ISIS.
I have the Philip ISIS on mitosis.
But what, I mean, what could they change it to?
Booby Cloud.
Does ISIS stand, is it an acronym, or is it just like...
Yeah.
They should just
International
change.
Slayers of Injustice and Socks.
Wait, it's ISIS? I've been saying is.
All right, let's see here.
Why could you let that one sink in? That was funny.
No, it was, but you just had too many words.
ISIS declares war on Twitter. Terror group warns employees...
More like MISIS.
Usus?
That would be such a cuter story if it was just a bunch of mice.
Do they not have a
Worsis?
Do they not have a Twitter handle?
Terror group warns employees will be assassinated for closing down Islamist propaganda accounts. An ISIS-affiliated group has threatened to assassinate Twitter employees that closed down their accounts.
ISIS Twitter.
Users linked to the extremist tweeted a series of messages on Sunday urging lone wolves in the U.S. and Europe to make the firm their target. A specific warning was directed at a staff at Silicon Valley headquarters warning that they would bring the war to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. ISIS_media_hub. They're doing
you
good.
You canceled my account, bro.
They're doing good.
Why? It was only one picture of one beheading.
Can I speak to your supervisor?
You guys...
# not having fun time. # LOL. #
How can that be a hashtag?
Followers I lost.
Wait, John, that last hashtag, how many
la 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 la
are there?
Hashtag A-L-L-L-L-L-L-L.
Like,
yeah, it's easy. You just go, you type on computer, you go L and a ha and a ha and a ho. That's how you do it.
I'm pretty sure those aren't real Arabic letters. Hashtag Allah, what the fuck, brah? All right, you guys are really knocking them dead.
One of the calls is believed to have
hashtag Falafel Friday.
It's where we have falafel on Friday.
Oh God!
Keep it gangster.
It's better than hashtag Tabule Tuesday.
hashtag.
One of the calls is believed to have come from Al Musar Al Masadisa.
Go ISIS
or the supporters of Jerusalem. A J Word Jerusalem. Base group that pledged its allegiance to ISIS in February. The tweets from the now suspect accounts translated to by Volkative read hashtag the concept of lone wolf attacks. They're using hashtags in war. That's awesome.
Are they making a reference to freaking Zach Galifianakis's character from The Hangover with the lone wolf?
No, hashtag I'm aware I'm a wolf.
Oh god, okay, I'm a wolf.
That should be what
I knew Kanye was behind it all.
No shh.
Kanye is the leading member of ISIS.
I actually think Kanye is Obama. I think they're the same person.
And Kanye,
they're the same guy.
And Kanye married Kim Kardashian, who has ties back to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wait, she's Armenian.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's like Middle Eastern almost. Except a little bit more Niceans. Greek.
I was going to make the same joke, I swear.
Yes?
I fucking promise you. I was trying to think of what to use
your Niceans. You guys hang out way too much.
The time has arrived to respond to Twitter's management by directly attacking their employees and physically assassinating them. 2 exclamation points. Those who will carry this out are Sleeper Cells of Death, which is a good name for my emo band.
Sleeper Cell of Death?
Yeah.
Okay.
It continues.
I'd buy that.
It's really good.
It's like Between the Buried and Me, but
yeah. Twitter management. Twitter management should have known that if they don't stop their campaign in the virtual world, we will bring the war to them in the real world on the ground.
Oh, no. Hot.
They threw it on the ground.
Sorry, I'm reading up. And Maul said in the chat recently. More like I sissies. Boom. That nailed them.
Fucking Maul's taking down a terrorist cell one pun at a time.
She's doing great.
You're doing Allah's work, Maul. The user then directly threatened workers at Silicon Valley headquarters. Every Twitter employee in San Francisco in the United States should bear in mind and watch over himself because of his doorstep. There might be a lone wolf assassin waiting.
I'm aware I'm a wolf, bro.
You don't want to mess with San Francisco because they're part of the solution.
No, they're
not
very
a part of the problem.
More like a bear, not
if
a
you
wolf.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
They're... is
except for Steve, because Steve, he's got something going on that day.
They're very literal. They're very literal too. It's just gonna be a wolf with a gun duct taped to its head at your door, and it's gonna be scary.
I'm aware I'm a wolf, bro.
Yeah. And finally, they urged Europe to join the pledge. Hashtag attack Twitter employees. That's a hashtag. Wait, attacking.
That's a really long hashtag.
Yeah, attacking Twitter employees.
Hashtag wordy hashtags for the win.
It's way shorter in Arabic. Just the English
Does
translation.
Twitter really have employees?
Right. In Arabic, it's only like six letters. It's only six characters.
Wait, I thought Twitter was run by a bunch of birds carrying a whale. Are you sure?
That's why it's more effective to type in Chinese on Twitter, because you can say like 800,000 things with only 140 characters.
Huh.
You're a character.
Thank you.
The social network has been a crucial platform for jihadists. And
what?
To promote their war.
Is it for really?
It's Pharrell.
Pharrellsies. Wait, so jihadists, they're all on Twitter? Just
yeah.
Like. Oh, they love Twitter. Uh-huh.
Twitter is specifically, it says in the Quran that if you want to officially declare a jihad, you have to go onto Twitter. And tweet
and
your intentions.
I Quran so far away.
And I Quran.
hashtag jihada be kidding me.
Hashtag I want to die. Oh.
My favorite thing about this video, this picture of the ISIS marching, is that they're all wearing like Nikes and shit.
Yeah,
so like you'd think they'd have some black boots to go with their other gear, but no.
No, they got
to
move fast, man.
Yeah, they
one of the guys actually has
that
sandals
on. That guy's got neon green tennis shoes.
I think one of those guys is wearing LA Gears.
He's got the light up shoes. It's like, dude, you're supposed to be hiding in the dark.
Come on, you're not. You're a terrible ninja.
He's making a fashion
Hold
statement.
Hold on, guys, I need to pump up.
Fuck, John's on fire tonight too. Christ,
I wish John was on fire tonight.
The social network has been a crucial platform for jihadists to promote their warped interpretation of Sharia law.
I'm still internally laughing around Quran so far away. That one's still playing in my head, and it's making me laugh a lot.
Quran so far away.
I hate you guys so much.
Jihad, get away.
Walk down Dirt Avenue. A lonely duck eagles in you. I go, Ahamana, you.
Oh, God. He's on point.
Good.
Take me to a gay bar, bro.
That's the dumbest joke ever, Maul. It's tough to do inventories in Afghanistan because of the Taliban. This is the dumbest joke I've ever heard.
How did she even find that picture? You
kind of funny.
Maul, tits or get GTFO, bro?
Oh, fuck. Tactics have included Twitter storms, spamming the site with their beliefs, and calling on.
They should just use nails.
Yeah, yeah, they should.
Calling
so
on.
So we just spam Twitter. It's called a storm.
What? I'm sorry, D. I was listening to Dutch bad joke.
I didn't even hear his bad joke.
Oh, because he.
No, it's a good thing. No,
say your bad joke again. Because instead of tactics, instead of tactics, he said they should use nails.
Hey, boy. I'm gonna write that one down for me. I'm heating up over here.
What did you do?
You can put that next to the pen is mightier than the sword joke.
No, nothing's gonna be worse. Nothing is worse than that.
Some things are worse than that.
No, it's worse than ISIS.
Aww.
So if you spam Twitter, it's called a Twitter storm.
Yes. Did you not know that?
No. I did not know that. I'm not cool with the lingo.
You're twilliterate? I didn't know that.
I'm twilliterate.
I didn't know that.
Twilliterate.
How many people? Yeah, that's true. Usually the ISIS MySpace account. It's even better.
Wait, they have a MySpace account?
I don't know. Probably.
I found their Twitter.
The last thing that was posted on there is a glittery gift saying happy birthday.
No.
And thanks four for the songs ad. All playing at the same time. And you can't find out how to
fuck that. I hated that so much.
Why are they all playing?
Somebody say something.
Now I wonder who ISIS has in their top 8.
Did you find it?
I don't know.
Oh, I just found it. It's Van Rockstar is number 1.
No. You're number 1 on ISIS.
Yep.
And then,
he's that cool.
Weird. It's really weird.
He transcends cultural barriers. Yeah, D, you really don't weird. Even understand.
Very odd.
Like, look at this douchebag. Let's make him number 1.
I don't think this is the same.
And then Tom's number 2. Like, you beat out Tom. Stupid Tom.
Tom's a son of a bitch.
Who the fuck is
Tom? You know Tom
he's
still...
He's the guy from MySpace.
The guy that started it.
You know Tom still fights with people on Twitter. Like, someone goes, oh, Tom is an idiot, blah, 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 blah. And, like, he's so smarmy. His response
did
like,
he get at Tom?
Yeah, I don't know if he got at Tom, but
I hope he did.
His responses are like, oh yeah, I guess I am stupid, you know, for being a billionaire. At like, it's like, oh Jesus Christ,
that's what I would say.
Does Tom have a Facebook?
Really on Facebook still?
Tom MySpace Twitter?
Yeah, I think he's on there. He's on Twitter for sure.
Hold on.
His name is MySpace Tom on Twitter.
At MySpace.
He should interview MySpace Tom. Like, what you up to today, MySpace Tom?
Nothing.
He's an amateur comic, not yet booed off stage.
Tom Anderson.
Too many mentions. My username is at the cars. Stop asking for it.
Oh, at MySpace. Yeah, you can tweet MySpace, bro. It's fantastic.
Okay. No, I'm talking about at Tom.
Ask at. Right. Okay, write this.
At MySpace Tom.
Sean, type this.
I'm on Twitter already, bro. It's right there.
But type this at MySpace. But dear at MySpace, are you time travelers? Send. See what they say. Okay?
Okay.
No reply. They're not doing anything else. Trust me.
They joined in February of 2009.
Good. Way to be ahead of the curve.
Are you time travel? Oh, that's a C. Travelers? ?
Cool. And ask them
hashtag. Go fuck yourself.
And be like hashtag. We have a sex toy to sell you. The Holland Tunnel. See what they say.
That's a really wordy hashtag, bro.
I don't care. It's not wordy than ISIS bullshit.
It's not.
Put it there. Just
it's not fit.
It'll fit.
This are is strange.
Hashtag.
The last tweet from at MySpace Tom is, I just posted a new video to Facebook.
No.
Sellout!
And he's MySpace.
Okay, done. Tweeted.
You can't be on Twitter, incestuous. Tom.
Talking about Facebook videos, and you're MySpace.
I don't get it.
It's like he does. He's not even.
Oh, I should.
He betrayed MySpace.
You know, it's like he's not even trying. You know,
I mean, why am I going to care about MySpace if even Tom doesn't care about MySpace?
You're right, Marie. Remember the last death rolls of MySpace was when they tried to do that whole big scene in the Funny People movie?
No, I don't remember.
Where like they do a comedy show at MySpace, they're making jokes about Facebook. It's fucking terrible.
I don't get
that's
it.
That Seth Rogen movie, Adam Sandler. I'm the only one who saw that movie. Oh, I've never
seen that movie.
Which one?
Dutch, you've never seen Funny People.
Adam Sandler's character had cancer.
Nope.
And he didn't have cancer.
Yes, that's the one. You know what?
I haven't seen it, no.
No, I've never seen
it. I guess I'm the only one that watched it, I guess. It's weird.
I heard it was bad. Hey, John.
Yeah. No, it was good. I liked it.
Oh, was it good?
I liked
it. I heard it was an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
No, but it really wasn't an Adam Sandler. You know, I liked it.
You like Adam Sandler?
No, I don't like Adam Sandler. I like that movie.
I like SNL Adam Sandler.
Don't you dare say that I like Adam Sandler.
I like Adam Sandler. And
has he put out a good movie in the last decade?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
Hold on.
I guess somebody hasn't seen Grown Ups 2.
Hotel Transylvania was amazing.
Was Little Nicky in the last 10 years? Then no.
No.
No, of course not.
Let's go 2 decades.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes, no. To be fair.
Most of his movies came out in the 90s.
Don't mess with the Zohan was funny. Turturro saved that movie.
I haven't seen it, John. You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Turturro saved that movie. That's what he did.
Okay, going down the line from 2014 going in the past. The Cobbler, Men, Women, and Children, Top 5, Blended, Brooklyn Nine-Nine TV, Grown Ups 2, Hotel Transylvania, That's My Boy, Jack and Jill, Zookeeper, Just Go With It.
That's My Boy get like destroyed by the critics. Like he was trying to go for like a hard R with that one.
I'll give you a hard
R. Did anybody see it?
A hard rape?
No, a retard.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Grown Ups, Funny People. No, that was okay, right? Meh. No?
I like Funny People.
Isn't that what you're talking about
right
now?
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
I'm not talking about anything.
I like Funny People.
Bedtime Stories, You Don't Mess With the Zohan, I Now Pronounce You Chicken Larry. That was okay.
Yeah.
It
was okay.
No, it wasn't.
All right. What, do you prefer Click?
Okay, 50 First Date came out in 2004, so that's exactly 10 years ago.
Yeah, but the sequel, 50 First Date Rapes, wasn't as good.
Are you sure? The Longest Yard was kind of funny, and that was 2005, so...
What about Mr. Deeds?
That movie was fantastic. Bush.
What about The Longest Yard?
What about it?
Cool.
What about Overboard?
What about Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo?
That's my favorite one.
Really, it's your favorite one?
Yes.
My favorite Rob Schneider film is The Animal. Anheuser-Busch and Facebook.
No, that's not a dick in my hand.
Spanglish wasn't horrible.
Yes, it was. Don't even.
Because it wasn't a comedy though. Like, as far as like just one of those dumb feel good girl movies.
Adam Sandler's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to him.
You know what movie I hated?
He was born in '66, so 48.
What movie did you hate, D?
Anger Management.
58.
That was horrible. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Oh, no. Maybe not like Jack Nicholson.
Hey, hold on. Who? Oh, Jack Nicholson and Sandler?
Yeah, I just didn't enjoy it.
Anheuser-Busch and Facebook test online beer gifts.
What about Jack and Jill?
Gifts like presents or gifts like moving gifts. Images?
Gifts like presents. Soon you may be able to buy your buddy a Bud using Facebook.
Oh, he was in Coneheads?
I don't want to.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't want.
D, you have to.
Can I, don't make me.
Can I buy craft beers through Facebook?
No, only. Why would you want cheese?
Someone
beer?
Call Kevin right now.
Kevin, we're gonna buy you beers through Facebook.
Beer Giant Anheuser,
but they have to only be Anheuser-Busch beers.
Beer Giant Anheuser, George W. Bush,
Beer Gina,
and the social media giant are testing online sales and gifting of Budweiser and Bud Light starting Tuesday in Chicago and Denver. I would give it ironically to somebody.
MySpace still hasn't responded.
Now, how are they going to keep me from sending beer to minors?
Well, miners work hard underground, D. Why wouldn't you give them beer? It's weird.
I meant the type of miners. You're right. They deserve beer.
Oh, wait. She didn't mean coal miners?
No.
Oh.
Whoa, African American miners.
I only want to give beer as gifts if it's from the Bush, either
George W. Bush,
either the frogs or the penguins or any of the other 90s characters that sold said beer.
Like the Clydesdale.
Or the Clydesdales, yes. Ooh,
Clydesdale. Can we get a Clydesdale replica cock?
Spuds McKenzie, the dog who sold beer.
Exactly.
Yeah. What happened to Spuds? Did he die of liver failure or something?
No, he died of being a dog.
He died because he was a dog.
They are teaming up.
He got hit by a car.
But what's ironically, that? It was a Coors Light truck.
He was the coolest dog since Poochie.
No.
Air Bud.
Where's Poochie?
Since Air Bud. Death to Smoochie.
They are teaming up on two new programs expected to eventually be rolled out nationwide next year. The Buds for Buds programs. That's like a pot fucking company.
Buds for Buds. Hey, Bud. You need
some
Bud.
She died of kidney failure. I was close.
Really?
Renal.
Yeah. Fucking too much beer.
Renal failure?
Fuck. Wait, hey, Spuds McKenzie was a female?
Dog.
Who the fuck is Spuds McKenzie?
The dog.
Picture in the chat.
Spuds McKenzie?
Okay, somebody needs me to go to YouTube and pull up a Spuds McKenzie video. No problem.
Spuds I know nothing of this thing.
Well, you're about
was
to
a fictional
out.
Dog character created for use in an advertising campaign marketing Bud Light beer.
1987.
Dutch, you weren't drinking beer in 1987?
What's wrong with you?
We weren't allowed to watch TV at that time.
But you were allowed to drink
through a phase where TV was evil, so.
Oh, I had that same phase.
Spuds McKenzie commercial. Well, they're a super
party animal. Aww.
His name is so cute. Spuds McKenzie. With a beach in
sight and a cold Bud Light. Should the Beach Boys be upset?
Peace, Spuds McKenzie. What party loving?
You're right, this is a complete rip-off.
No, it's not.
Look at that. I got a skateboard.
Bye, Spuds. Me.
Yeah, girl.
You're gonna fuck that dog.
Yep,
she's gonna fuck that dog.
Hello, yes, this is dog.
What? Would you not?
He was like the beer equivalent to the camel.
You wouldn't let that dog fuck you.
Dog's
you see him skateboarding down the sidewalk?
The life of the party. That's who.
See?
This is super party animal.
Man, Spuds has a lot of hotties around him.
When the sun shines bright on a cold Bud Light, he's in the party.
I guess that angle of a marketing campaign died the moment Red Stripe was invented.
You're right.
Red Stripe.
Would you like to know the name of the dog's real name?
Nope.
What a guan. Nope.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, Potato McKenzie. Potato McGee.
Red Close. Stripe.
It was Honey Tree Evil Eye. I'm not even lying.
What? Is that like Eagle Eye Cherry?
Yes.
Any
the
relation?
Dog's real name was Honey Tree Evil Eye Cherry.
Really?
Change it to Spuds McKenzie.
He's Spuds McKenzie, the posh pooch of pop culture.
Oh no, is that
Robin Leach doing the voice?
Yeah,
Robin Leach. That was the best voice I've ever heard. Could you back that up? I'm sorry.
Only if you make a button out of it.
Look how cute the dog is. Like where you
dude, he has no sinuses. This guy rules.
Spuds McKenzie, the posh pooch of pop culture.
Pop culture.
I'm gonna put my penis in that pooch.
On the lifestyles of the rich and fisting.
That's 840.
I like a cock in my ass.
Was that clean enough? Can we get John?
It was
take
cock
two.
Clean enough.
Take two.
This has nothing to do with beer.
There goes Spuds going after my wife and her peanut butter jar on her cooter.
Who calls it a cooter?
Spuds McKenzie does.
I do. I'm the voiceover guy from the 80s.
I'm going to take out my prick and put it in your cooter, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm going to take out my prick out of my Robin Leach pants and put it in your mouth.
Suck my prick.
Prick. Oh,
and then later I can put it in your cooter.
I'm going to take my prick out.
No, wait, I hate
you
it.
You have a problem with the word prick?
Yeah.
And show you my snake.
D hates when people use the word prick.
Hey, baby, look at my prick. It's going to feel so good.
Shut up. It's so trashy.
It's going to feel so good inside your cooter.
My prick's going to make you feel so nice.
I'm going to put my prick in your box.
What about if me and Sean both put our pricks in you?
We're going to double team it with our pricks.
We'll take our pricks out.
Everybody get some pricks.
Dutch, you want to take your prick out and join us?
You want some of this prick?
I got an idea. Mm-hmm. Do it with a classy English accent and see if it's still offensive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's try that.
Hello, mate. Would you care for a prick?
Oh, that's not bad. That's British.
That
not
sounds
bad.
Lovely.
I would like your prick. Yes, thank you, yes, British man. Like
if you could just go ahead and suck my prick, that would be very proper.
I'll suck your prick.
It does sound better in a British
accent. I'd appreciate it if you went ahead and sucked my prick. Thank you very much.
That's
now,
not
ma'am.
Bad. I like it.
Top of the morning to you.
To oblige, British Sean.
Thank you very much.
Hey, yo, suck my prick. If you're from New York, it's terrible.
Get the fuck out.
It's terrible.
Get the fuck
why don't
out
you guys just suck my prick already?
Yeah.
I don't like Jewish prick. I don't like it.
I don't like Jewish
prick.
Y'all
be
either.
Dead if it's my son's David's prick.
No.
See, it's not bad when a Jew guy does it.
No. A Jew guy?
A Jew guy.
I
can't
hard,
say the
a
J
hard
word.
J. It's not so bad when a hard J says it.
A J word guy.
Everybody look at my prick.
Dutch. Dutch, why don't you show us your prick?
Ashley, could you show us your prick, mate?
Oh, that's better. That's
see?
Better.
It's not so bad anymore.
Oh, Dutch, are you still there?
I'm here.
Dutch is scratching his prick.
Are you playing with your prick, mate?
I'm scrambling because I can't find the suck my penis clip. And
you can suck my penis.
Oh, no.
That's my point. It's like I'm fucking mad because I had it and now I don't have it.
I have it.
There you go.
Aha!
Cops. You know, if you hear that song on the radio now, they just completely bleep out that entire line. They don't even bother.
Yeah. It's just music in the background?
Yeah. It's not even like they bleep out penis. They bleep out suck my penis.
I used to prefer...
You can suck my penis.
I used to prefer when they used to reverse the words.
Sold out arenas.
You could suck my prick, mate.
It doesn't rhyme, though. It doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. I said prick in a nice pop of British accent.
Cops identify man behind ice bucket prank on autistic teen.
Finally.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
Jesus.
This 15-year-old Bay Village boy thinks he's doing the popular ALS ice bucket challenge, but instead, police say a bucket full of urine and spit is dumped on him.
So that's brain stew? What? This is brain stew
that's
episode?
That's not even funny.
Hammy's autistic?
Really
oh, no.
You didn't. Hammy. No, he's just fat.
Come on.
No, okay. Hammy.
Is he still there?
Don't let people do that to you, Hammy. Oh,
why? Did he? Is there a sandwich?
I guess there's something better
he
to do.
He hates you, Sean. He hates you.
A ham sandwich.
Go ahead.
Go ham. Ham
sandwich. Yay.
With special needs or not special needs, it's just absolutely disgusting.
The boy's parents, David and Diane, asked that we share this video because they want others to know about the
cool... Hold on, back it up.
It's absolutely disgusting.
He's doing the popular ALS ice bucket challenge, but instead... Police say a bucket full of urine and spit is dumped on him.
Any child or with special needs or not special needs, it's just absolutely disgusting.
The boy's parents, David and Diane, asked that we share this video because they want others to know.
To pour piss and shit.
They want everyone themselves. Else. Yeah, to you just their gave poor the fucking humiliation.
Idea. You just gave the idea to everyone else, and also now make fun of your son.
Now I am going to have to collect my own piss for the next week so I can fill up a bucket. And dump it on Royce unexpectedly.
It would take you a week.
The ice suck it challenge.
You need to drink more water.
Listen,
Sean,
the ice suck it challenge where you make your wife or girlfriend blow you with an ice cube in your mouth. That way for testicle awareness or some bullshit. Doesn't matter, but you're getting a blowjob.
And you have to do the video and post it and then challenge three other women to do it?
An ice cube and a blowjob. No, cold and penises don't go together.
Tell that to Mr. Freeze.
So who do I have to blow on Vine?
About the cruelty of bullying.
They just... took advantage of him, period.
The boy, who we won't identify at the request of his parent.
He's the one who smells like poo-poo.
Don't identify him, but play the video of him getting water and
piss. It's all blurred out. That's why I'm not even putting it up there, because you can't even see it.
Oh, that's faggoty.
Has autism and a speech impediment.
It was intentional.
It was all pretty much.
Obviously it was intentional.
Yeah. I know, they didn't accidentally piss shit in a bucket.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, the kid was retarded.
Oh, he grabbed the wrong one. It was right next
to the bucket. Why did you put the ice bucket next to the poop bucket, you idiots?
And even if it were an accidental piss bucket poured on the kid's head, the spit had to have been intentional.
No, you don't know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody could have, tried to spit over a fence and, it went over the fence.
Now Bay Village police are involved.
We think this is a pretty serious offense. It's at minimum an assault, and we'll, certainly work at the prosecutor's office and do what we can.
Police Chief Mark Spetzel says there are at least...
Assault
Mark
with what?
Mark Spetzel!
I feel like he had a failed...
I'm reporting for duty. I'm going to get this criminal.
Mark
That's the
Spetzel?
Last thing I do if my name isn't Mark Spetzel.
I feel like that he had a... he missed his opportunity in life to open up a pretzel wagon.
He really did.
Why Who wants a Spetzel pretzel?
See? His whole family were pretzel makers, and he left, and he became a cop.
Why?
I don't know.
You think he'd go with what you knew?
Nope.
He felt like he could make a better difference in the world being a police officer than selling pretzels to people.
Oh.
I don't want to be a pretzel maker.
Pretzel from Wetzel's.
All right.
Actually, the Wetzel family and the Spetzel family had a feud for years.
Yeah, it's like that. McCoy's and whatever the other family
Hatfields.
Is.
Hatfields.
There you go.
Spetzels hated Wetzel.
It's like Jonah Hill.
Spetzels are localized, and they felt like that Wetzel's sold out by making chains.
It's like the Crypt Keepers and the Bloods.
No. There's the Crypt Keepers?
The guy from HBO, right?
Right.
The old guy?
He's the head. He hates OG the Bloods. Of the Crypt.
He's the really OG of the Crypts.
He's like the first gangster ever.
The first ever.
These three teens responsible for the prank, all of them attended Bay High School with the victim. When and where it took place is still unclear, but he believes the incident...
But it's believed the area smells like poop.
Does the ratio of spit to piss like show up in this report?
I don't know, Marie.
I would
DNA
hope so.
Testing has not come back from the lab.
Like, and
somehow carry.
And was any of it watered down?
I don't know.
That happened sometime in the last week.
Certainly, they will face
with piss.
They watered it down with more piss.
Like, I'm just wondering. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm wondering this, but I'm just stuck on the logistics of filling a bucket with spit and piss. Did they mostly pee in it and then like do one spit, or did somebody have one to sit spit. There
one spit please
or did someone that's sit true. There spitting in the bucket for hours
spitting in a bucket that
took
what? A while
Is
it from
he
is this
called
like
over
a motor
to the house where it took place at, not knowing what was going to happen.
It shouldn't happen to any child or with special needs or not special needs. It's just absolutely disgusting what they have done to him.
Didn't they already say that?
Yeah, absolutely disgusting.
Reiterate it.
You just hang up on him and call him back. Yeah, sorry, your Skype connection's going a little shitty, guys. We're just going to hang up and call you right back.
You guys suck.
Yeah, it's not your head. It's not you guys. It's Skype, so don't worry about it. It's Skype.
Is it Dutch? Oh.
Yeah.
Is it everyone? Hold
it's
on. Everyone. I'm going to hang
Dutch
up on everyone.
Shitty load.
I'm going to hang up on everyone.
All right. While you guys do that, I will read this. And
you
I
can read?
I just learned.
When?
Yesterday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big step up.
Mm-hmm. It's
you're
not
doing
bad.
Pretty good for learning yesterday.
I learned yesterday. It's not
because you were awful on hiatus and Royce last night.
I hadn't learned how to read yet.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Do I sound better?
No. Skype's still being kind of shitty, but
yeah, it sounds like a barrel of dicks.
Yeah. You guess I found my head weird.
Yeah,
It is weird. Yeah.
Ooh, everyone's robot Dino.
Yeah,
well, it sounds
exterminate.
Like it might be getting better.
All right, one in 20 people are having an affair with a neighbor.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I know 30
my
people.
Neighbor's crazy.
I don't even know my neighbors.
Isn't your neighbor a gypsy, D? If I remember correctly,
she is a crazy, crazy like witch Puerto Rican. Racist
gypsy.
Who thinks that all of our neighbors are like trying to do voodoo on her. It's really bizarre.
They are.
To be fair, I was there and all of the neighbors are trying to do voodoo on her.
In their underwear.
They are. It's very odd.
You will not shrink me, gypsy.
She told me they practiced the Santeria.
I put the curse on you.
And she found a dead chicken in her yard.
Mm. Because she sacrificed it doing Santeria.
Everybody.
I don't practice Santeria.
Everybody That's needs a good neighbor. One in 20 admit to having an
State
affair. State Farm is there. Fuck a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Whoa.
Having an affair with someone from the office or the gym can be stressful enough. Not to mention extremely
sexy.
Damaging. No.
You having sex with the neighbor next
yes.
door, Royce?
That would be very weird because they're really old.
She's like 100.
But one in 20 of us seemingly determined to make life more secretive and difficult are going one further and are currently enjoying a fling with a neighbor.
Hot?
Hot.
What?
I think that was Dean.
That was Connor got right on the microphone. That was funny.
That was hysterical. Ladies and gentlemen, Dee's kid has made his hippo juice debut.
All right.
I knew it was going to happen.
Okay, so 1 in 20 people having sex with the neighbor.
Yes.
1 in 20? That's like 5%.
That's a lot.
No, it's actually 5%.
The poll was carried out.
Get it? Because sex and stuff.
I don't get it.
What?
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't get it.
I could explain.
I don't understand.
Okay, when a man loves another man,
he sometimes
goes down on that man.
He sometimes goes down.
Sometimes
him.
That man goes down on him.
Sometimes he does.
And
that
sometimes you can't have an erection because you're just too high on crystal meth.
Maybe that's a problem you have. That sounds like a Sean problem, if anything.
That was a little wordy.
Overall, 1 in 10 people have kissed, dated, or had sex with a neighbor at some point in their lives, with 1 in 5 of us confessing we have flirted with a fellow resident at some point. The most popular terms used to describe our neighbors include friendly, attractive, sexy...
And pantless.
And
topless in the pool.
Dutch, did
that's not crazy, racist, and gypsy?
Dutch, you didn't have sex with your witness protection neighbors ever?
No, because they were never there long enough for me to do it.
You should have done it, man. I'm telling you.
I wanted to.
She wanted it.
Yeah.
You should invest in roofies, bro.
And then like the night I showed up, like, you know, just wearing a towel and gave me like a birthday card with spray perfume and.
Yeah.
I think Skype finally just got better.
Overall, 1 in 10 people have kissed. Oh, I already said that. The most popular terms used to describe our neighbors include friendly, attractive, and sexy, along with
rapey,
annoying, and boring. Neighbors airs weekdays on Channel 5.
What?
Is this a commercial?
Wait, this is a show?
It was a commercial for a show. Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't. It was actual story but with a thing at the end of it.
No.
This is weird.
Royce wait, got is tricked. That a new way of Google no, Ads?
This is AdWords? A real... I got this from Fark. This is
no,
a real
no, no, no. I mean, like, is that a new way of doing, like, Google AdWords where they see related keywords and then just place ads at the end of the story?
It's pretty called native advertising.
Yeah.
Native American advertising? No,
that's where they get drunk and sell you beads.
Pull start advertising.
Don't. They're push starts, right?
Pull starts.
You sure?
Do they run a 7-Eleven?
Racist.
Then they're pull starts.
Man hides drugs, which this sounds something like Sean would do, inside of a stuffed dare dog.
Why would I do that?
Because it just because you're just a dick.
And I don't even like do drugs.
You would do.
Anymore.
Come on now.
Anymore.
No.
Since when?
2008. 2000 late.
It's exactly
you're
right.
High right now.
So? It's legal in California right. And Colorado and Washington.
If you can't hide your drugs in a dare stuffed animal, then where can you hide your drugs?
Usually your bunghole.
Whoa! Hot and accurate.
I like that word, by the way.
Actually, the Holland Tunnel is used to hide drugs sometimes.
Are we using the Holland Tunnel to steal drugs? Because I'm
it's
liking
perfect
it.
Perfect for it.
It is perfect.
That's
it's
how we make
it's
money.
It's extra storage room.
Yeah, because we could make like an add-on wherein it could close, so it would seem like and that's how you'd keep yourself from like shitting through. Oh, my kid's right behind me. Oh no,
it's okay,
pooping
the
through your lady hole.
Did you just put a British accent on so that you
pooping through your lady hole? It's okay. My kid doesn't speak proper British.
He can't understand accents yet. He's
too
young. I'm going
to poop into a British lady hole.
Yeah, accents are like pig Latin.
Yeah.
Timothy, don't stick more likely your lady to cough hole. If I say it in a really weird accent. That was really dumb. Way to go, dude.
I'm going to say it in a racist Mexican accent. That way he doesn't pick it up. Jesus.
What is he going to do? Fucking.
He's on the table right now, by the way.
What is he going to do? A power bomb?
On the table.
What is he going to do? A power bomb? Oh, off the top ropes, bro.
USA.
There's a problem with this connection. I don't know.
There's a problem with your connection.
Oh, I heard that.
I feel like it's either John or D.
Or both of them.
I can't tell.
All of the above.
It's okay. It's no big
deal. It ain't my load.
No, Dutch's load is fine. And Dutch, our load is great now because we now have Fios as well.
Holler like a baller.
Our load is the shit.
Actually, my load is kind of
we have the hottest load in the neighborhood.
Wait, true. What did they... What had the drugs in?
Oh, and a dare little stuffed lion.
What kind of drugs?
God, I hope it's crack.
It's crack. No, I don't know. I'm trying to open it, and it's being a bitch right now.
Yeah, it won't let me...
It's okay. You know what it is? Every time we get close, like, towards the end, the Red Show, I believe Conspiracy is fucking with our feed.
I think so, too.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. We lied. Dutch didn't go on hiatus for any other reason than he went undercover...
To kill Tex.
He put a fake mustache on.
And he shot Texy in the grassy knoll.
Got on the Red Show and infiltrated them for us.
Here's the thing, though. I met Tex in person, and he's a lovely man, and we made love.
Ooh.
That's what happened. He tried to go undercover, and he ends up sleeping with him. That Dutch never
he
falls.
He has very soft, pillowy lips.
Thank you.
Never fall in love with your target, Dutch.
I couldn't help it.
Never fall in love.
It was like James Bond couldn't help it.
Well, you were supposed to kill Marie, and then look what happened.
Yeah.
I know.
Ended up marrying her. It's weird.
Dumbass.
The whole thing. But anyways.
I was supposed to be dead.
Like I said.
Don't worry about that.
You're a great kisser, I gotta tell you.
You're doing a great job, too,
all right,
Robot
Skype
Dutch.
Is like totally just...
Oh, am I robot now?
Yeah, Skype
that
is...
Means it's
Skype
you guys
is crapping
then.
On us.
Just say exterminate, and we'll be fine.
Oh, by the way, go to More Like Radio on YouTube and make sure you see the video of
MoreLikeRadio.com?
Of Hammy getting pee poured on his head, okay?
Oh, on
that's
YouTube.
Very important, and he's not autistic. Like
well, debatable.
Well, I mean, we don't think he's autistic.
Totally allowed it to happen.
Wait, autistic.
It was consensual.
That's when your body doesn't produce enough sugar or insulin or something.
No, that's diabetic.
That's diabetic.
Oh.
It's diabetic.
I thought
You're way off.
I thought he was that other thing.
Yeah.
Totally different.
All right. Well, do we have any neglected hippo texts, guys?
We probably have lots.
Probably have a ton of them. I haven't been reading them.
Neglected hippo sex.
Do you want us to read them?
Well, yes, you know, because the red show's coming up after us, and I want to make sure we leave everyone with some good laughs.
Because your dick is on my list.
Your prick is on my list.
No.
That's the best thing in life.
Maul says, just shove all the drugs up your urethra. Urethra.
Pee hole.
More like our urethra.
That's where guys store all their stuff, right?
In my pee hole.
Urethra Franklin.
Urethra Franklin.
All right, neglected hippo text. Go.
Because your prick is on my list. Because your prick. Oh wait,
it's a lot of pictures of the dog.
Buzz McKenzie.
It's a lot of Buzz McKenzie and then Rob Schneider photos.
You gobble my prick because your prick
is on
Obama
my
is a Nokia
list.
Person.
I don't have large public spectacles.
They are right size to fit my face.
Twitter storm was Clooney in that one.
Because your prick
I can't resist. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for the Red Show, Cousin Joe, tomorrow. Oh, after the Red Show, 360 on 420.
Just trying to do my show, man.
Yeah, just trying to do their show, man. And make sure to stay next week, the triumphant return of Dutch and Royce. No more hiatus.
Can we call 360 on 420 the Judge Show?
Yes, we can.
Tune in at midnight for the Judge Show.
Like Judge.
The Radio Judge Show.
Yep.
On and those other assholes.
Maybe he'll drop it like a top.
Judge and friends. Oh, we gotta go. It's 9 o'clock.
Charlotte's gonna get Judge and the assholes.
Hurry up before they get mad at us.
Good night, everyone.
The Red Show's gonna yell at us.
Fuck them.
Saw this Red Show.